AM.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we are busting out of the gate today. Phones already ringing because my guest today is going to blow the socks off of you and then some. You've heard me talk about her in preparation for today's show. Many of you who get the newsletter, you absolutely understand who she is. You know that I've had her on before. I'm going to give you a little information, but what you're about to hear today is going to be beyond anything you've heard before. Colette Baron-Reed, internationally acclaimed intuitive counselor, client base spanning, well, I know it's more than this, 29 countries. Because how do I know it? Because she's like booked midway and beyond next year. She has facilitated hundreds and hundreds of seminars. She's traveling with Sylvia Brown, and she is one of the most sought after speakers, performers, storyteller, guest on radio, television throughout the world. Also the author of Remembering the Future, The Path to Recovering Intuition. And we're going to be talking a bit about that today. We're going to be taking your calls. She is going to do readings. And this is very special because most of you who know her know that in order to get a reading with Colette, you are going to have to wait, I think, about a year, maybe even more. Her work is so powerful that she is getting calls from all over the world to take her message out. And we are so thrilled and honored to be connecting with her and to be bringing her to our listeners. Colette, thank you so much for joining the show.
Oh, my God, I love you.
I love
Cynthia talking about me. I'm going, wow, I'm exhausted listening.
Well, you know, it's got to be exhausting what you're doing.
It is.
You're everywhere.
It is, but I love it. You know, I just got off the tour, this last segment of the tour. We went to Kansas City and Austin, Texas, where I ate barbecue till I gained 10 pounds. And Denver, and it was great, you know, and now I'm back at home in Toronto working on my next book and wondering when I'm going to sleep.
Well, there you go. aren't you all coming back? Aren't you getting back on the road again?
Oh, my God, yeah. We're going to...
Because you're coming to Seattle.
Oh, yes.
I know.
I'm dying to come to Seattle. Well, we're going to the I Can Do It conference in Las Vegas.
Right.
It's gonna be amazing. I'm doing my usual. I'm the opening speaker for Sylvia Brown, and then I have my own two-hour seminar. Then we go to Alaska, so I'm going to be in Seattle for a few minutes. But then we head off to Alaska, come back, and then, oh, my God, I think there's 9 city dates in a row in the month of July. I get August off to fall down and then lie down for a month, and then I'm off again to Europe. So and then all over the U.S. again. So it's busy.
Well, I know we tried to get you while you were in Seattle. I think we are going to get you on a show, but we're not going to get you in the studio.
No, and I wish I could. We're going to get me on the when I come to actual. But we never know. You know, we might be able to swing it. But for sure, I'm going to be on the show when I come to Seattle in August because I'm coming twice to Seattle.
Yeah.
But I'd love to be able to come into the studio. Well, you and I will have coffee anyway.
We'll definitely have coffee. So let's get people introduced to your work in a way that allows them to understand a little bit about your origins and how you got to this place. Meaning, the question I ask is, what are some of the challenges and obstacles you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Ooh, where do you want to start?
I leave that up to you.
You leave that up to me. Okay, well, I think, you know, when you're given more, like, here's the deal. I believe that everybody has the gift of intuition. And I, by the way, I use the word interchangeably with psychic because I sort of stay away from that word just because of the stereotyping around it. But in fact, it's the same thing. We have a sixth sense, not just five. And And for some of us, like myself, I was born with an abnormal access to information about people and events that were outside my personal sense of reality. And it started when I was a little kid. So my mother, she experienced a very difficult time with me between the ages of 3 and 5 because I would have recurring nightmares that actually outed her and her life. In the war, in World War II, I saw very strong details about my grandfather who was killed in Dachau. And we were raised as Christians, and I basically told my mother all about the experience she had in the Holocaust. And, I mean, she didn't tell us we were Jews. So that was the first real difficult thing was, of course, you know, a child feels that. A child does not know that it's separate from its mother. I mean, when we're small, we realize that we are connected to one another. We don't see ourselves so separately and divided as we do as we get older. So we will naturally feel what the parent is feeling. So, of course, you know, she was very confused and very conflicted. I mean, she wanted to protect herself from me and me from me, and it just got worse as I got older. Until I found that I had to, you know, hold it in and repress it because I couldn't continuously share things with people that, in fact, they didn't tell me about themselves, but I knew anyway. So, you know, the first gift I saw was retrocognition. I wouldn't call it a gift. It was more of a burden, which is to see the past without prior knowledge. You know, and then I had the clairsentience, which is I felt people's feelings, so I didn't know. I was, you know, I guess I always felt like I was overwhelmed with just too much of everything. And that led to me acting out. You know, I had an eating disorder in my early, you know, around puberty. I became bulimic, anorexic, and, you know, whatever it took for me to distract myself from what was going on, because I had nobody to talk to and I had nobody to tell me what it was, really. Fast forward into, you know, again, it wasn't daily, but certainly it was enough to make me feel much like a freak.
Yeah.
You know, so... You know, it's hard. And meanwhile, I was going to a private girls' school. You know, my parents were wealthy, and it was enough already that we were the only Europeans, or at least not the only Europeans, but we were one of the few European families in the school that's, you know, that weren't really WASPy. You know, so that was, you know, I was already different. So, you know, it lent itself to be very vigilant about myself and the world. I was uncomfortable in my skin. So, you know, I ended up in, you know, having a drug and alcohol problem. I was gang raped when I was 19, and that was really the pivotal moment because any woman that gets gang raped doesn't mean it's a horrible thing. But what happened to me was that I had a psychotic break, and I literally walked right out of my body. My consciousness went to, I can actually describe it, that it's to my right and up. And I watched, you know, the experience was being completely detached from it. It was like not that I wasn't even there. I was watching this. And I could see very clear details about the background of the men that were violating me that were later confirmed by people that knew them. So, you know, that never went away. And so I just continued, you know, trying to run away from that in my early 20s was very, very painful. But at 28, I had a real spiritual awakening. I mean, I'm clean and sober now, 22 years. So of course, I walked. It was, you know, me recognizing that in fact, in actual, I don't want to give away the book, right? So I'm already giving away so much of the book. But I had a real spiritual experience, and it changed my life. And from that day on, I think I really looked back on that and said that I had an initiation because, in fact, then I was restored, and I committed myself to a spiritual path, and, you know, it wasn't easy, but a couple of years into that, my gift was returned as a gift, and I could see that it was a service, that I had to use it in service to others. And over the years, of course, it got so much easier as I learned how to have a healthier sense of it and recognize that I could actually be a comfortable human being and a healthy human being in the world in balance with this, you know, unusual gift that I have to see on behalf of others.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, you're sharing a little bit here, but you're definitely not giving away the book.
No, because, okay.
because I spent think, about 5 days in the chapter on what blocks intuition for myself. And I want to remind everyone, first of all, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that don't understand how you get tuned into this dial, Colette will explain that to you. But you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm here with Colette Baron-Reed. The book that we are referring to is her book that's called Remembering the Future, The Path to Recovering Intuition. Very important for us to do. I mean, many people, Colette, have a similar story in that, you know, they just knew things when they were little. But for whatever reason, we're told, no, they really didn't. No, you really didn't talk to Jesus. And by the way, you just have a great imagination, but none of this is real.
Yeah, well, and, you know, it's interesting. You know, I've read almost 30,000 people now over the past 17 years. And of course, and they come from all walks of life. And most of the people that come to me are educated. It's just particularly my demographic that I've read over the years. And you know, people who have exactly what you said, or people who have had, you know, post-traumatic stress, and or people with rape and sexual abuse backgrounds, with where I find there's a consistency as well. So, and they will all tell me the same thing. You know, I over the years I learned that this was bad. Over the years I learned I had no one to talk to. Over the years this made me feel that there was something wrong with me, or, you know, and even people that just naturally just have it naturally say, oh, I discount it, or I'm told not to listen to it. It's just a hunch, or, and you know, in fact, you know, I really believe that the sixth sense is our primary sense, and it was pre-language. I mean, we had to learn how to move around in the world without language at one point, right?
Well, how would we have survived, honestly, when you think about it? I mean, go back a bit, right?
Exactly. And not only that, you know, I also feel very strongly that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are spirits that have a body. We are souls with a body, and not the other way around, not the body with a soul. And so, the intuition, the sixth sense, connects to the unseen. And so the realm of the soul, or the realm of the spirit, which is an unseen arena that surrounds all of us, we are made of it. We can't necessarily see it. It defies time and space. You know, it allows us access to these places that don't have anything to do with your intellect. It's completely in a different realm altogether than the intellect. So this is something that is part of the human makeup.
Yeah, well, let's hold that thought. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, phone lines are opening up here at the Dr. Pat Show. Colette Baron-Reed, we're going to kick it off. She and I are going to have a chat about many things, but you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you sick and tired of not creating what you want in your life? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show in April when Deborah Tracci, life transition and business coach, works with you, the listeners, to create empowering beliefs to manifest exactly what you want in your life. To learn more about this heart-ignited process, go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100.
Did you know heart disease is the number one killer in the world? Did you know strokes and heart attacks are preventable when your risk factors are assessed accurately and treated? A revolutionary, non-invasive ultrasound imaging of the arteries of the neck, known as IMT carotid scan, can indicate precisely the degree of plaque in the arteries. To make an appointment to see what your heart is doing, please call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404. Find out more about IMT carotid scan by visiting drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com. To win a free IMT carotid scan, send an email to info@drdarvish.com and state why this test is so important to you. Your heart is your most important commodity. Take care of it and have it scanned. 425-451-0404.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
A Awaken your soul at the Awakening Conference in Mesa, Arizona. This life-changing event brings together modern-day mystics, musicians, performers, and speakers. The Secret's very own Michael Bernard Beckwith kicks off this four-day celebration of purpose, peace, love, and inspiration. May 17th through May 20th at the Hilton in gorgeous Mesa, Arizona. Tickets are going fast. Reserve your seat today. 877-347-7799. That's 877-347-7799. Or log on to theawakeningconference.com.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at MyBrothersKeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on the Dr. Pat Show.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Everybody, don't be so shallow. Right here on the Dr. Pat Show, Benny is going to pick up the phones right now. We're taking your calls. Be patient with us. They are ringing. We will get them. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We will pick them up. We're going to take as many calls as we can. And make sure you give Benny your name and make sure you're ready with a question very specifically about what you want to talk to Colette about so that I don't hog up all the time with her. Colette, again, thank you so much for joining the show and for sharing your story. Of course, you really lay this out in the book. And what's important about that is that you lay it out so that we can understand who you are. And for people that are taking a similar path or going along the road, sometimes we need to see people that have been along the same road so that we can say, wow, I'm not alone here, okay?
You know, I think isolation is rampant. Well, isolation is rampant in our society as a rule, but in this particular area, and that's why we have a forum on my website too. And there's, I think we've got about 7,000 members now that since December that have jumped on, and I think actively, I think maybe 500 that actually talk to each other on the website. And that we see this over and over and over again. Thank you. I had no one to talk to. Blah blah. Isn't this great? You know, and we need open dialogue about this because there's kind of some weird prejudices that I think, you know, it hasn't helped that religion has had certain, regulations, certainly because there's so many franchises on God now, and this is about, you know, being connected to our spirit and connected, and so we don't need a middleman, we just need to know how to be aware of ourselves. So, you know, and also, you know, the idea that reason is primary, and this has nothing to do with reason. Intellect is not the link at all. As a matter of fact, we have to kind of short-circuit it to forget the identity of ourselves in order to connect to this area. And a lot of it comes from the fact that our egos are so busy.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's like if we keep talking, me, what about me? You know what I mean? It's like me. And,
it's
you know,
the mini me in us.
And have I suffered? Oh. You know, I mean, really, it's almost cool to be a victim in our culture. You know, it's weird, you know, like, and in fact, we really need to foster humility and understand that forgiveness is a hugely important role if we're going to be fully engaged in all our senses, because, you know, if our minds are latched onto resentment is the hugest thing. You know, we don't ever let go of that. It goes like a broken record in our head, and we don't recognize it's there, but it's constantly putting this white noise out. So how can we, if we don't feel grateful and humble and loving and, you know, and compassionate, which is the key word, kind and compassionate,
right. We're
not going to connect.
Nah, we're not. And yeah. Or if we do, we're going to hook up with people that are just as miserable as we are.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, let's go to the phones. Benny has been busy. His little fingers have little blisters on them.
Every day. Let's go and bring on Jay from Alberta.
Hey, Jay, welcome to the show. Let me connect you with Colette Baron-Reed.
Oh, hello, Colette. How's it going?
Hi, Jay, my fellow Canadian.
Hey, oh, gee, yeah, from Edmonton, Alberta.
Yeah, and I'm from Toronto.
I was surprised. I thought you lived in the States, so.
No, and now everybody thinks I'm American. Isn't that funny? And actually, Edmonton is one of my favorite cities because when I was a recording artist, well, I still am, but I'm really this now. Edmonton and Calgary, I went up to number 15 on your charts, on one of your, on your big pop radio stations. So I have a particular love for Edmonton. Anyway, what's your question?
My question is that, how has the spirituality deepened your relationship and created better intimacy and better psychic ability? But also, is there some sort of boundaries too, that if there's two psychic people are a couple, do they have to create the boundaries because you don't even know each other's what they're feeling? So I just
that's funny. Well, there's about that. All those questions, because there's about four of them in one, are all very good. And so here's how I will answer it. In my case, my husband, in other words, how does this influence my marriage? I would say because I'm married and happily married. You know, my husband is, it is a contagious. He's become like me. So, and we just don't have secrets. So I think one of the wonderful parts about this, and certainly my relationships, when I'm in a trusting and loving relationship like I am now, there's just no secrets and why we wouldn't have them. So honesty then becomes primary, and boundaries are hugely important. You never intrude with information on anybody, even in whether it's in my personal relationship where we take most advantage, all of us, right, or in any other relationship. So if you're assuming that you're asking me about the two of you, right, when you're saying two psychic people?
Yeah,
you and your partner. Yes, okay. So you have to draw lines and boundaries. Otherwise, frankly, it gets enmeshed. You understand what enmeshment is, right?
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so again, what tends to happen is that when you have two people who are highly intuitive, that aren't very comfortable, especially in new parts of relationships, you can get very codependent with that person. So you have to be very careful that you hold it within you and you only, you only give information when appropriate.
All right.
Okay?
Jay, is that okay? Do you want to know something about yourself?
That was about
okay.
Me.
Sure. Actually, I'm writing a book, actually, on spirituality.
Yeah.
For guys.
Weren't you asking me, though, about a relationship you were having?
Well actually, it's I know a relationship actually is coming up real quick. So, relationship then.
No. When you asked me about the two, okay. I believed what I was talking about when you were saying two psychic people.
Yeah.
My sense is that you are involved in a relationship like that, or you're going to be involved in a relationship like that. So that's why I answered that question. So I would like to take another caller because it's...
Yeah, thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay. So much. All right, Benny, you've got the fingers.
Sounds good. Let's bring on Beth now from Seattle.
Hey, Beth, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Beth.
I was wondering what you do to... did you have to overcome relationship things because of the trauma to get...
Oh, honey, you need a hug.
Reconnected to your family.
You need a big hug. I can feel it. Yes, I did. And it's good that you brought that up because a lot of people, ask me that. And for anyone who's listening, it is, I did not just all of a sudden get clean and sober, wake up and have no shame over the fact that I had been gang raped. And the relationship between it and my ability, my capacity to, use my psychic intuition. So I went to therapy. And I did a lot of work on that. And today I'm completely comfortable in sharing it because, in fact, I have become healthy in that, but I had a lot of very, very self-destructive relationships over the years that I had to each one understand that, in fact, I was consistently continuing the victim story, and that's very important. So the two were very, I share it because they were very interrelated to my work as an intuitive, as well because my life experience and the intuitive capacity came hand in hand, and I had to sort them out one against the other. But in fact, that was the hardest one. I mean, I'm in a happy marriage now, but I didn't meet my husband until I was 44. So, but yeah, and I know you're going through something like that right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I want to reconnect with a sister that I've been disconnected to for years, and I want to not keep doing the pattern of...
No, sweetie, you know what? You just have to own that you are doing the pattern, and I think that we have to just own it, and that's the humility piece, is to say, I'm responsible because I'm a metaphysical failure, which is what I hate, but don't get me started on that, but anyway, but it's like to own it and say, I am responsible, this is my pattern, and I am acting this out, because you know why you're doing that is because you see that relationships are threatening to you, so you constantly actually It's like I'll make sure I pick somebody that's going to abuse me because I know what that feels like, and I know that I don't have to be so vulnerable to that person because I know it's not going to work. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So in the next 2 years, Frank, trust me on this one, you are so totally going to break that pattern and meet somebody new, and I definitely see you getting out of whatever you're in now. It's just really yucky.
Mm. All right. You're good to go.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. Wow, you know, Colette, thank you. And someday I do want to get you started on that topic.
Yeah.
You know, I think you and I actually should do one of my BBS hours where we do the whole hour and we get on that topic because I have a need to talk about it.
Yeah, and you know what? Yes, me too. And there's so many people that need to hear it, and I'd love to talk to you about that because that's a big dialogue that needs to be talked about. And I mean, we can talk. See what wants to talk. I'm like trying not to start talking about it because that's all we'll do.
We can drop something in. I want to invite everyone. This is an open line here, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Colette Baron-Reed, let me give you the website because you're going to want to, you're absolutely going to want to have this. www.ColetteBaron.com. Or very simply, you could go to thedrpatshow.com, search for Colette, and you will see her pop up everywhere with a link right to her site, her radio show, and much more. You and I can talk about what's going on. And, you know, bottom line is, I think you were responding to this idea of the movie The Secret. And, you know, this idea about, you know, we are responsible and we see ourselves as failures.
Well, not just that. It's narcissistic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like to believe that we all just deserve to be happy. We deserve to get what we want. It's like that's not how life is. Some of us have to suffer. I believe 1,000% that there is value in all experience in life. And if we run around just thinking that we have to be happy, joyous, and free and get jewelry and cars and be rich, and never once does The Secret say any... Well, here's the deal. First of all, The Secret's no secret, but the point is that there is an implication that if you have suffered, it's your fault.
Yeah.
That you are a failure, and that is what...
And you know, the bottom line, I'm right there with you because I got to tell you, suffering is a word that we humans come up with. It doesn't exist in the mind of God or spirit. And the bottom line is these are experiences. I've been through them. I wouldn't be here today. Honestly, I believe that had I not. We'll come right back with Colette Baron-Reed. We're picking up the phones. Give us a minute. We'll get right to them. They are jumping off the hook and we'll be right there for you. We'll be right back after this short break, everyone. We have got lots to talk about
the robbery that I did last week.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit ashitabagreen.com or ashitababeauty.com.
Last year, Meals on Wheels, we delivered over 400,000 meals to the homes of the housebound and elderly all throughout King County. But you know what? Meals on Wheels, hey, we're running out of gas. Due to rising fuel prices, lower government assistance, we're unable to deliver over 100,000 meals this year. Get us back on the road. Help us. Watch for the March-April Meals on Wheels Fund Drive and learn more at 206-268-6785. Thanks.
Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique that can promote accelerated human change, such as weight loss, smoking cessation, and pain control. If you are interested in learning the latest hypnosis techniques and receiving your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy, then this seminar is for you. Call 800-800-MIND or go to hypnosis.com to learn more about the May 4th through 6th weekend event in Vancouver, Washington. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership and American Pacific University. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. If you'd like to learn how to make $500 an hour by helping people to stop smoking, call 1-800-305-9129. If you would like a brand new career saving people's lives, call 1-800-305-9129. In a simple 4-day training, Smoke-Free International will teach you how to use their unique stop smoking in 1-hour hypnosis system. Call 1-800-305-9129. That's 1-800-305-9129.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interaction with adults. Through titles like I Love Myself When, Why Am I Here? I Know I Can, Yes I Am, and others. Adults can share creative, fun, meaningful, and long-lasting experiences with their children who will learn about themselves with messages of loving self-image and emotional reinforcement. Love your children by giving your whole family the gift of inspired conversation with Seeds of Discovery books by Carla Miller. Seeds of Discovery books can be found at the Center for Spiritual Living, Island Books, Seattle Unity Church Bookstore, or by going to seedsofdiscovery.com or calling 888-426-1632. That's 888-426-1632.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come.
Yes, welcome back, everyone, to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. The book is Remembering the Future. And as I said before, there are a couple of chapters which I stayed in for a really long time. But the bottom line is, when I look at some of these, and this is really interesting because I have a couple of tags in the book, especially on page 106, where, you know, it says this: the phone rings and you have a flash in your mind, a name or a face, accompanied by the spontaneous insight that a friend you haven't spoken to in years is calling your answer, and it's your long lost pal. How could you have logically known this? And those of you that listen to my show, you know that my story is I transposed a number and dialed into Voice America to be on internet talk radio. And we're going to talk about that in an upcoming show. But Colette Baron-Reed, as I said before, is one of the most sought after speakers, presenters, and inspirational intuitive counselors on the planet. She's with us today. And Colette, I'm going to go right to the phones.
All right.
Sounds good. Let's bring on Al, who's been waiting so patiently.
You need to get a Band-Aid for your fingertips.
I know. Ouch. Ooh.
Hey, Al, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to my friend Colette.
Oh, hi, Colette.
Hey, Al, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. This is probably something you've heard 1,000 times before, I guess, but you were explaining how you had some spiritual experience at one time came to you, and I hear that a lot. People are always explaining they were wandering around in a fog or whatever their life was doing, and something just hit them, or a light comes into the room, or a spirit comes to them, and they get these enlightened feelings, and they know exactly what they're supposed to do and what their gifts are and where they're going to go. Are some people just not going to have that, I guess? Or?
Oh, that's an interesting question. You know, and of course, I don't know. Here's the thing, I don't know. But I do know that when we are open, I really do know that when we ask for guidance, we get it. Now, not everybody is going to get a billboard. I need hard knocks in order to get, you know, I needed to be banged on the head to go, pay attention. And some people have the sparkling lights and whatever, and sometimes it's a gradual coming to know. But I believe that every human being has the capacity to know their authenticity when they devote themselves to knowing God. Now, again, I'm not a religious person, but I am talking about understanding what the nature of your creator, your higher power. Do you understand what I'm getting at? Where are you, Al?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're asking are you saying that because you haven't had one yet? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. I don't remember anything, and I just feel like, you know,
there's
waiting
nothing
around
wrong with you.
I'm kind of at a point in my life where I'm just kind of bouncing
nothing.
Around.
As a matter of fact, you know, and not to compare yourself with others as well. Like, sometimes our lives are quiet lives. Sometimes we're just meant to do what's in front of us. And sometimes, you know, in my case, I would have died if I hadn't had. And I do this for a living now, which is an unusual thing because of that. But, you know, just because you might have a more of a quieter experience with your path doesn't mean that it's wrong or that you're lacking spiritual connection. But I am connecting that you don't have a spiritual practice. So my belief is that if you started meditating regularly, you would, in fact, start to have more of a visceral experience with spirit. Because you don't meditate every day, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would suggest.
Okay.
Okay, and honestly, give yourself a hug. Don't think that you're not, you know, you got left out of the spiritual awakening club. Okay.
I love that.
You didn't.
No, you didn't. You know what? But some of us, you know, honestly, some of us have felt like we have. And you and I talked about this during the break. I mean, for, you know, the first half of my life, he talked about it walking around in the fog. A fog would have been a gift for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you're absolutely right. To go back and think about this and say to oneself, is a loser. No way. That's not it.
No. And, you know, I think contemplative prayer is very good. I mean, here's the thing. I went for about a week. And this, I want to share this because I think it's pertinent to his question. You know, when I started researching my next book, and I decided that I would look into quantum physics and a lot of different scientific evidential works to show, just to prove that there was something now that we believe in and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, I won't bore everybody with this, but I got very depressed and I stopped my spiritual work daily without even noticing, because I was reading all these books and it was all about the intellect and how it works and how the universe works and where God is and blah, blah, blah. And I just went down the rabbit hole. And for about, I'd say about 8 days, I forgot to meditate. I didn't pray, and I do that daily. I pray and meditate every day. And I started thinking too much, and I started reasoning too much. What is the reason for God? What is the reason for these things? And I swear I started feeling like I was in a fog, like just like what he said, because I wasn't focused on my daily practices. And it was amazing how, and I hadn't been to one of my favorite things I do for, you know, so I really believe a daily spiritual practice and a commitment to find conscious contact with your higher power or God or however you choose to call your creator is key and is very, very important. And it doesn't take long to make it work, and it doesn't take long to make it not work.
I totally agree. I mean, and so, Al, this is what you can do. I mean, I get up every morning, and whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I open up a book, I read, and I pray on it. And pray is a word that, you know, whatever that looks like for you. But 5 minutes, I mean, gosh, who doesn't have 5 minutes in a day?
You know, and it's, and also too, gratitude is something that is a key to open up spiritual awareness. For me, when it first came, it was out of desperation. But in my desperation, I finally surrendered. So there was a sense of surrender that came for me when I gave up. And I gave it up to God. And so, and I have to keep doing that. I surrender my will and my life over to the care of God, right? And that works. And so, because I develop that conscious contact, and because I'm constantly aware of it, when I forget, I feel bad, and I feel distant, and I feel isolated to this day. And I teach this stuff, you know? So, and intuition is may seem like it's something that takes you out of isolation, but in fact, it makes you that much more aware. The fact that we are really connected, but that we believe we're separate, it actually makes it worse. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you. Thanks a lot, Al.
I guess for some people, you have to work at it, where you always hear the story of somebody just laying there in the middle of their work or something, and they get these amazing experiences.
Yeah, well, I have to work at it, Al.
Yeah.
I do. So you can join my club.
Yeah, and mine too.
Okay.
You know? All right, here we go. Thanks, Al. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go to the phones, Benny.
Sounds good. Let me do my little magic here.
I'm
going
to get my first aid kit out to help your little fingers today.
It's okay, little buddy.
Colette Baron-Reed is with us today. Let's go to the phones. Who do we have?
We have Sue from Seattle now.
Hey, Sue. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I think I learned a lot in what you just said, because I've been trying to figure out, what do I do next professionally? And I know that I've seen, you know, I'll be led to do things, and I won't know until after I have the hindsight that, you know, I was really guided.
Yep.
And I believe that I know when something comes along, I'll know what to do. It's just because I am open and I am meditating, and, you know, I guess maybe from what I just listened to you say, maybe I'm, and I think I'm just resting right now and waiting.
Yeah.
My time
can
will
I, can
come.
Can I just say what I see around you, too? So my sense of you right now, because, you know, predictions are really, when we look at the future, we look at the potentiality of this, right? Because we have free will, and then there's also what is God's will, right? So and when our will is in alignment with God's will for us is when we hit the mark, and that's when we're guided, quote-unquote, right? When we push things too fast, nothing happens or the wrong thing happens, right? So where you're at right now, you know, you're in a flow, and I really do think you just need a massage.
A flow, you said?
You just need to go get a massage.
Flow.
A massage. You need to go get a massage. Nothing's really meant to be happening at the moment is what I'm picking up from you. You need at least another 2-3 weeks. And I think you're going to just, it's just going to, it, this is just something that's going to come up for you, like without question. It's just going to be there. If that, the reason why nothing is, has manifested yet is because it's just not yet. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and I didn't catch your word. Is it flow or fog?
No, flow.
You're in a flow, F-L-O-W.
Yeah, flow.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
you're in a flow. That's what I'm saying. Go get a massage. Go relax. Go have a vacation.
Yep.
Read some books, and it'll come. And, you know, this is so interesting that, again, your question, and we all have this tendency, because we live in a society, even in our mind-body-spirit society, the quote-unquote New Age, whatever, we all believe that we pray we get what we want. Or like, and I'm not saying this is bad that you're saying we all, you know, my point is that we don't have patience, any of us.
Oh,
me
I know.
Too. Listen,
yeah.
I'm the worst, okay? Yeah. So it's like, when is it going to happen? You know, and I had to learn the hard way. I mean, I am a hard case. You know, that in fact, when we're in the flow, when we let ourselves be in that flow, things happen much easier. But surrendering is key, is to constantly surrender. Put it out there, surrender. Put it out there, surrender. It's the state of detachment that's going to be important.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Colette Baron-Reed is with us today. We're taking your calls. Benny is picking up the phone lines as quickly as he can. Let's go to the phones. Let's start our next call, Benny.
Okay. Let me grab it here. That would be Marie from Everett. It'll
hey,
be
Marie.
Short till the break. But.
Welcome
hey,
to the show.
I'm listening to you, Colette.
Hi.
Well, I feel like the Queen of Swords sometime, and I just want to put my sword down. I'm letting go of some childhood stuff with my father so
yeah.
I can have a healthy relationship with a male and also to let go of my addiction. So
yeah,
I
question,
just wanted
that
to see what you might see around that or anything that
yeah.
might be helpful.
All right,
yeah.
good.
You know, I'm going to make a suggestion that what will really help is actually going to a 12-step program. I know those things work, so because my sense of you is that you might be trying to work around an addiction instead of surrendering the addiction. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but I feel excited talking to you, and you're definitely not the Queen of Swords. I see you more as the Queen of Wands, if you know anything about the tarot, which is creative and funny and outgoing and very present. And it's taking a lot of courage to face the violations in your past.
Mm.
It's great, so... You will have a healthy relationship with a man. You'll have an interesting one. You're never going to have a boring, normal guy.
Well, I love that because that's one of my other fears. Never like being bored.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show. Colette Baron-Reed in the house. We'll be right back, everyone. We'll be taking your calls as we wind down the show today. Stay tuned, everyone.
It's fictitious. I blow kisses. Releasing the past and stepping fully into the present is now easier than imagined. Hi, I'm Sue Neufeld Ellis of QuantumHealing.us. Dr. Pat and I will be teaming up to give you many powerful ways to open the door to an extraordinary life. Tune in and discover how, starting March 15th. For more information and to receive 25 tips to reduce your stress, visit QuantumHealing.us.
Awaken your soul at the Awakening Conference in Mesa, Arizona. This life-changing event brings together modern-day mystics, musicians, performers, and speakers. The Secret's very own Michael Bernard Beckwith kicks off this four-day celebration of purpose, peace, love, and inspiration. May 17th through May 20th at the Hilton in gorgeous Mesa, Arizona. Tickets are going fast. Reserve your seat today. 877-347-7799. That's 877-347-7799. Or log on to theawakeningconference.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our maximized living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
I'm Dr. Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit CarrieO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
Click the show's page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Percolicious dip, percolicious dip, percolicious dip. Percolicious definition, make them boys go crazy. They always clean, they know me, coming to me, coming. Hey.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Colette Baron Reed in the house. If you want to get on the phone with her, you're going to have to do it quickly. 1-800-930-2819. We'll hopefully be able to get you in, but let's go to the phones right now, Benny.
All right, let's start off with Janet from Redmond.
Janet, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, hi.
I'm so glad to have this opportunity to ask this question.
Hey, David.
Colette, how do you pray or spiritually work with when you get a premonition of something that is bad?
Mm. Oh, yes. Hello. Mm. Well, I usually have a panic attack. But, you know, it's not all holy, holy, holy. It's, you know, I have the same experience as anybody else. I get afraid, you know, and I have to turn it over to God. And because I don't always know, it feels like it's real. And sometimes I ask, is this a metaphor? I get on my knees and I just ask, you know, what is appropriate for me to do with this information? But sometimes I have to be honest. You know, I have seen it in readings and have chosen not to say certain things. I've had a premonition about an accident that I didn't know what to do about. You know, I mean, it's not uncommon for me to have those things. I've just learned that I'm not God, but that, in fact, you know, if it's meant for me to share it in order that if it can be prevented, sometimes we see things that we just see that are not preventable. So it's not comfortable. I'll just say I just pray and ask God to take it from me. Or I have a God box, by the way, too. I have this really nice ornate box. The last time that happened to me, actually, which I'm not going to share what it was, but it was an event. It was an actual event. And I don't like world events. So I wrote it down and put it in the God box.
Oh.
You know, and all of us struggle. I mean, I don't believe for one second in that. I've never run into anybody that has these experiences that are 100% comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, you just have to pray and ask, what is the next right thing to do with that information? And if you get that sense that you're meant to share it, share it. If not, you have to just give it to God and know that for some reason, the veils that separate our realities of time and space opened for you in that moment. And, you know, for some reason, maybe we don't know if there's a reason or not. Sometimes I think these things just happen. Like, all of a sudden we bumped up against this wall and it opened and went, oh, look. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, there's no one of all the teachings I have read from Edgar Cayce to
Nostradamus,
nobody knows why these things are given to us.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. We just have to say, okay, this is what happened. I have to turn it over. And because you can't play God either, right?
Right.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Janet.
Well, that's a great question as well.
Everybody's questions were interesting.
I know. Yeah, it's really coming right out of the gate with Jay. Okay, Benny, we're not done yet.
We're not. Let's go and grab Chris from Bellevue now.
Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey, Pat, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Well, I don't have any particular question. I just thought maybe if she can give me an overall general reading. And...
Oh, good.
okay. Oh, 52. How old are you now? I'm 49. 49, 52. Okay, so it's a 3. Did you put on a lot of weight last year?
No, I lost a lot of weight.
Okay, because I saw an image of weight. Okay, so the first thing
I'm dealing with weight issue.
What was that?
I'm hoping I don't gain weight.
No. I saw an issue with weight, like a large either a weight gain or weight loss, right? So obviously you had a major weight loss, like what, 30, 40 pounds or
20?
Yeah, that's a lot of weight, right? Okay, so my sense is that your health is improving this year. So, also, there's some joint issues that I'm picking up from your knees. Does that make sense?
No, my joints are good.
Well, I am seeing that there's some joint issues. Could this be in the family?
In my family?
Yeah.
No.
Joints, hips?
No, not in the family.
Not yet? Okay. Then I'm going to say to you, be careful around your knees.
Okay.
I am definitely picking up something around your knees. The right knee particular, so if you don't have it now, you have to be careful. So if you're working out, you just have to make sure that your knees are strengthened is what I'm seeing. I'm also seeing a major change, like a move, in the next year to 18 months. So it could even be that you move towns or, you know, like move a fair enough distance to do with work.
Okay, a move.
Okay, bless you.
Thank you. Good to go. Wow. Thanks, Colette. Now, Colette, before we take the next call, which will probably be the last call, I'm not sure. Why don't we give out some information? I want folks to know when your radio show is on.
Yeah. Perfect. So my radio show is every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My book is called Remember. Oh, and it's on HayHouseRadio.com. It's an internet show. And it's a call-in show, so you can call in and get readings if you didn't get through today. My book is called Remembering the Future, The Path to Recovering Intuition. And on my website, I have a members lounge. And there's an entire website that it addresses everything in the book for free. It costs us a fortune. We have 13 downloadable meditations for free. And we've got teaching videos where I teach the book on it. It's called the RTF site, and you find it by joining my members lounge, which is also free. So there's movies, there's a free oracle reading every day on there. It's a forum, a prayer board, all kinds of stuff on there. So, as I said, it's no obligation and no cost, and we don't chase you to buy anything.
That's right. We're doing the free thing, too, as well.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones, Colette. Thank you so much.
Let's bring on Danny from Florida now.
Danny from Florida, what up?
Hi, Colette. Hi, Dr. Pat. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Danny.
Oh, great show, and I don't have a question either, but I just called for a
general
reading.
Oh, you know what I was
going
to ask you, too? Can it be your knees I'm picking up? I'm just kidding. Okay, are you working at all with real estate right now?
No, I'm not, but I have considered it a couple years ago at one time.
Well, consider it.
Yeah.
Okay, because if you haven't done it yet, my sense is the first thing that came up, because you just want me to throw something at you blank, right? Going into real estate, either for real estate development or buying and selling real estate, doing something with real estate, if you did say that you've considered it, it is something that would be very, very advantageous for you in the next 2 years, and you will love it.
Okay. I actually thought about investing,
investing in properties, fixing them up or whatever, renting, whatever. Was that kind of thing that you're thinking?
Yeah, because I know right now in Florida, anyway, it's really a buyer's market.
Well, there you go.
Nobody's really...
be investing. Like I said, anything that you do in real estate, I'm telling you, it's gold for you in the next 2 years. So do more than contemplate it.
Okay.
You've got your mission.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you've been looking for something like this to make a switch, Danny.
Yeah, I have.
Well, there you go. And it's not going to be hard because you're going to have a partner. And like you said, it's a buyer's market now, but I definitely believe real estate for you is gold. And it'll get you right out of the, I feel like you're kind of in a glass ceiling right now professionally. Mm. Does that make sense to you, though? You can't go any further?
Yeah, I pay all my bills with no problem, but
that's all you do.
Travel more,
but that's all you do.
Bit more
you don't have any freedom, right?
Yeah.
So,
So anyway, over the next, like, again, if you were thinking of it, this is exactly where I think you should go. And if you weren't thinking of it, I'm going to think about it for you and tell you to do it.
There you go. All right, Danny, thank you so much. Our friends in Florida, as you know, this show airs in Seattle. It airs on the Internet, and it airs out of WWPR, our friends at 1490 in Tampa, Bradenton, and Sarasota. Soon to be on KEST in San Francisco as well.
Ooh,
Colette, what
cool.
would you like to leave our listeners with? What message? And, yeah.
I think the one message that I love leaving at the end of a show like this is to remind everybody to do one random act of kindness today. Do something for someone that needs, that is needy, and you will feel like $1 million, and your problems will go away kapoom when you find someone else who is less fortunate than you.
I love that. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to bring you back. Also, we have a special announcement, which we'll let you know about next week, that features Colette Baron-Reed. Absolutely love you. You and I, as we said before, we can talk for hours, and we will.
And we will.
And we will. All right.
You.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your really hectic schedule today. I want to remind everyone tonight, bbsradio.com, if you didn't get enough of the Dr. Pat Show and open phone lines and readings, you're going to want to tune in at 6 o'clock on bbsradio.com tonight. Tomorrow, again, fabulous show. We've got Dan Millman coming in. We've got Dr. Emoto. We've got Dr. Lindsay. We're going to finish a lot of conversations, and we're rocking and rolling here. Thanks to Benny for his delicious fingers, and I'm going to give him a Band-Aid of the year. And all of you for tuning in today. Again, if you didn't catch enough of it, Colette Baron-Reed's got her own show. Plenty of us out there. We'll see you tomorrow.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.
And happy Wednesday to you. Eric Ryder here with you on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're approaching the noon hour, and it's time once again to...